it sure smells good here on episode 41 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Sean.
It smells like not a bunch of farts. Like the absence of 27 farts.
That's Josh.
I'm Josh.
Did you hear that silence, guys?
Uh-oh.
No Zane this week. I wonder if that's connected to how good it smells in here.
Man, it'd be weird if it was.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a scientific correlation, maybe.
Yeah, I was trying to remember earlier, and I think this might be the first week it's just you and me.
I thought we did one before where it was just you and me.
Did we? Okay.
I thought we did. Maybe I just fantasized about that time, and now it's happening, and I'm deja vuing.
Could
in
be.
Reverse.
Could be. But Zane had a previous engagement tonight, so she couldn't be here. But, you know, we got to provide quality product.
That's fine. We can do it without her.
Maybe.
Oh, God, I'm so afraid.
We're like less than a minute in, and I'm already like, eh.
Well, Zane usually comes up with good points.
She's a good counter to us, too. Like, I kind of miss her. Like, I'm already, like, just, like, looking where she usually sits, and she's not there. It's like a weird vibe.
I'm smelling where she usually sits. It smells perfectly normal.
It's just neutral. It's like the, like nothing bad or nothing good.
It's like when you go into someone else's house and you're like, oh, my house doesn't smell like this.
And then you think to yourself, like, I wonder what people smell when they come to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they did, it would be farts.
Well, not my house.
No.
But maybe.
If Zane was a house.
What we're saying is Zane smells like farts.
Yeah.
But she's not here.
Thankfully.
So we can say things like that.
And get away with it.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Because she does listen to the show.
Yeah, she does. Unlike some people.
Me. Josh, just at the risk of asking.
The risk of asking, I was hitting Skyrim real hard this week. No, I haven't read anything. I have Abomination that's like sitting next to my computer.
So you gotta read it, because we gotta find out who's right.
Alright, if you tell me that, I will definitely get it.
You need to be,
it.
Like, the deciding
right.
vote.
Like, if I'm, like, the third, like,
right?
Okay, alright. And I have a Headful of Ghosts, which I have to finish.
But, yeah, but you weren't really getting into it. Like, it didn't grab you like it did to me and Zane.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it a little bit. I just wasn't, I don't know if I was in the mood for it.
Alright.
But, that's just, it changes daily with me. I have, like, bipolar syndrome or bipolar syndrome.
Okay, that's
I don't have real bipolar.
No, that's because that's, like, a disease in your brain.
That's a problem. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's one that prevents...
That's a tough one.
Yeah. You're stuck. You're stuck with that one.
And I'm still reading End Again, the book about clones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was going to be, like, when I read the description, I was like, ah, cool, clones. Like, sci-fi, that's usually what I read.
Yeah.
But it's much more, like, literary than I was expecting.
Okay.
It's very, like, it's a book about how people feel.
All right. That's kind of
And, like,
cool.
Identification. It's good. Like, I'm really into it. And it's really well written. Like, I can't recommend it enough. I think the author has real, like, talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the thing, like, the kind of thing I would normally pick up.
Which is good.
I thought it was sci-fi. I mean, there's, like, you know, again, like,
right,
it's
cloning.
About cloning. Like, but it really, like, the clones are just, like a plot device.
MacGuffin.
It's not, like, about the plot.
Right.
Or about the clones.
Do you read the novelization of Attack of the Clones? There's cloning in that one, too.
No, I should have. I bet that was good.
With going back to last week's episode.
I did read the novelization of, I did read the novelization of Attack of the Clones.
You did?
Yeah, I did. No, wait, is that the third one? No, I read the novelization of,
Revenge of the Sith.
Because, it's got a great line in it where,
I know what you're gonna say.
When Mace Windu gets killed, by Anakin, like, when they're facing down the Emperor.
Yeah.
And he falls out of the window in Coruscant, and the end of that paragraph is, and he fell forever.
It's very Tolkien.
It's so good. It's like, his soul just never recovered
just
from that, betrayal.
Well, he was right the whole time. He was right to not like that guy.
Who, Windu?
But it was sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, yeah.
Look, if Yoda and him would have been like, look, Anakin, we know you're banging the senator.
Yoda's kind of an idiot.
He does it on purpose. Like, he's sort of a neutral. You gotta watch the Clone Wars. They explain a lot of this stuff.
I've watched the Clone Wars.
No. The
cartoon.
The other cartoon. There's two cartoons. There's the one that's 6 seasons long, and then there's the 5-minute segment ones. You gotta watch the 6 season long one.
Do I have to?
Yeah, I just said it, so it's right, on the podcast right. now.
Okay.
So
now
it's real.
Now it's out there. It has to be a thing.
Yep.
So, I just wanted to tell, like, really crazy story about what happened today in the bookstore. Which is where we are every week.
And every
Zane's
day.
Usually here.
Yeah, but now it smells a lot better.
So We had an event with an author who, like, 2 weeks ago, I'd never heard of.
Yes.
Apparently, she's this huge thing. Her name's Rosanna Pansino, I think is how you say it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know of her.
But she just goes by Ro, yeah. And she's a YouTube sensation.
Yes.
Which
you know how they are.
Dude, yeah, right.
They're idiots.
Well, that's the, like, it's...
Well, like, author would be, like, I mean, like, that's kind of a loose term, right?
She's
like,
a cookbook author. I mean, she wrote a cookbook.
She writes, yes.
She wrote, no, I mean, it's a legit cookbook.
Yeah, yeah, like, no, she's a cook. She, like, does, that's her show, right?
Yeah, she does, like, it's called Nerdy Nummies.
Yeah.
And she does, like, I'm pretty sure it's only desserts mm-hmm. that are, like, geek-inspired.
Yeah.
And, dude, it was nuts in here today.
Tribble cakes.
Like, there was a family that got, so this, she was supposed to get here at 2:00. And then go into the back room and sign books for an hour.
Yeah.
And then come out for an event that was going to run from 3 to 5.
Okay.
Where she, like, she didn't sign the books, like, while you were there. Like, you got to take your picture with her.
Right.
And, like, a lot of people brought presents for her.
Yeah.
And,
that happens a lot with YouTube people.
So, first of all, she was 2 hours late. That's she didn't typical, get here until 4:00.
Typical YouTube.
So, like... Dude, it was insane in here. It was like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird, right?
Little girls, mostly. I mean, some boys, and dude, some 20-something guys by themselves.
Yeah.
Which I guess I get, but it was kind of weird to see them just standing in a line.
Yeah.
Because the line snaked, like, from the, like, literally out the back door of the store.
Oh, I would imagine. She, like, when we went to New York City a couple of months ago, she had, like... billboards and subways and stuff for
really
her, for her YouTube show.
Dude, I've never heard of her.
Yeah,
she had a tour bus out back, like a big like Motley Crue tour bus that was wrapped like with her name and picture and like the name of the book and Simon and Schuster and like,
I mean, I don't know how many subscribers she has, but
I'm gonna check at the break because I want to know.
Yeah, it's millions.
It probably is millions. Because
it is,
like, we sold like almost 150 books, which is unheard of for us here. Like,
they're hardback books.
Hardcover, like $30 book.
Yeah.
And like I had a dude here, a dad who came with two girls. I think one was his daughter and one was just a friend. Mm-hmm. They got here at 11 o'clock this morning for an event that was going to start at 3:00.
Yeah.
They drove 6 hours to be here.
I don't know if I would.
They came from west of Pittsburgh.
There's no west of Pittsburgh. That's West Virginia.
There's a couple of towns. It's like, you can, like, I think there's like 30 miles between Pittsburgh and the border.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, dude, it was nuts in here.
Yeah.
So then when I had to come up, like, because I have this voice, I have this loud booming voice all the time.
Yeah. It's
so
really annoying.
When we, I know, I know it is.
Zane, that was terribly mean. Stop it.
Stop smelling. I had to go up and tell the people, like, we got the phone call at, like, 2:00.
Right, she's gonna be late or whatever.
Like, she was supposed to be here at 2:00.
Yeah.
And, like, she hadn't even left. You make that call a little earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
they know what they're doing.
I had to, like, go up and be like, so listen, everybody, you gotta stay here for 2 hours.
Whoops!
So, and, like, usually when that kind of thing happens, people are, like...
pissed.
Really pissed. Like, hitting the roof kind of stuff. So I, like, explained, like, I'm like, listen, you know, she's stuck in traffic. She's on her way. She's going to come. She's going to meet everybody, but she's not going to be here until, like, 4:00. And, like, everybody was like, okay, that's fine. One little girl said to me, this one little girl wearing, like, a Pikachu hat was like, listen, I don't care how long I have to wait to meet her, because when I finally meet her, it's really going to be worth it. And I was like, oh.
That's a good attitude.
There was this one little girl, dude, who was, I don't know, 4, maybe 5 years old, who came in, like, her chef hat and an apron with her name on it. Like, her name, not the YouTuber's
name. The girl's name. The little girl's name, yeah.
When she got up to the front of the line, she cried. Like, she bawled meeting her. Like, man. It was like a saint or something.
It's very strange.
It's really strange.
It's really strange because with YouTube, like, you're way more accessible than, like...
Yeah.
Because a lot of, I mean, I'm sure she has, like, agents and stuff like that, but, like, a lot of people don't.
Right.
And, like, they just, like, they're like, yeah, we're gonna be here. And then people show up, and then, like, you start thinking, like, oh, am I gonna get, like, stabbed by somebody?
Dude, it was nuts. Also, she's, like, 4'10".
Yeah.
So, like, when she came in, they asked us to, like, put a big group together, because she likes to take a group selfie when she gets to these things.
That's what I saw on the Twitter today.
And, when she came in, dude, it was like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. Like, as soon as these girls saw her, they were like,
Oh my god.
It was not, I mean, it was cool. Like, it was really,
yeah.
It was really fun to see. And, like, parents kept saying to me, like, listen, it, you know, there's worse places to be for 2 hours than a bookstore.
Yeah.
And, like, the dad from.
There's worse things to be at, you know.
The dad that drove from Pittsburgh was like,
oh my god.
He's like, I'm happy to do it because they're excited about books. How often do you get excited about books? And I'm thinking to myself, like, I get excited about books all the time. But, like, I get it. Like, as a dad.
Yeah. I mean.
From near West Virginia, you know? Like.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
I think I'm saying that
they don't have read books in that area of the country.
I think that they get excited over different things. That's all. I think their tastes run a little more differently.
Coal mining.
Mm-hmm.
Truck driving.
Yeah, gun shooting.
Gun shooting.
Drinking beer out of, like, when you poke a hole in the side of the can.
Shotgunning.
Drinking it. Yeah.
Sister humping.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Of your sister, not someone else's.
Losing yourself in the woods.
Like, that's fun for everyone.
And being eaten by a ghost.
Mothman. The Moth. He's from West Virginia, I think.
Alright, cool. So, Zane, you got anything to add?
Oh, man. Oh,
Zane.
Classic.
Skyping in.
Ugh.
Alright, we're gonna take a little break, and when we come back, Josh and I are gonna have a conversation about some stuff. So, stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to episode 41 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Josh.
I'm Sean.
I'm stupid Zane, and I'm not even here. Oh, God.
Zane, get back to your enjoyment of whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
man,
whatever.
Quit Skyping in.
Skyping in. That's the new thing now,
that's
right?
That's a thing, right?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, Skype it in. Skype them on in.
Nerdy Nummies has 4.9 million subscribers.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot.
I think, like, PewDiePie has, like, 20 million or some 15 million.
What is PewDiePie? I don't, dude, seriously, like,
yeah.
YouTube is a whole world that I don't.
Nah, you're fine.
I watch YouTube videos,
yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah. Wait, no, you're on it, Josh.
Well, watch my show. But don't watch those other shows.
All right, fair enough.
Just watch mine.
So Josh and I were having a conversation over text last night.
Yeah, it was extensive.
It was going on for a while. We decided to bring some of it to the show today.
Yeah, because we can, because we are, it's man show now.
That's right. It's like that awful, awful Adam Carolla show.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
Hey, boobs.
Beer.
I hate when I have to put the toilet seat down for my broad. That's basically every episode of The Man Show, dude.
Standing up to pee is awesome.
I mean, football. Am I right, guys? Am I right? Football. Anyway. We're not doing The Man Show.
No, we're not. I didn't mean it like that.
I know what you meant, but I went off on a tangent.
Yeah.
As I'm wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
Josh texted me and asked me, do you remember the genesis? What the first question was?
I don't remember the... Yes, no, I do. Okay, let me preface this by saying I have woven this crazy tapestry of story of the Lord of the Rings universe because I have read The Hobbit before I seen The Hobbit.
Right.
But I've never read the Lord of the Rings books, and I've seen the Lord of the Rings like hundreds of times.
And I've read all of them. I mean, I've not read everything, but I've read, you know, I've read The Silmarillion and I've read The Lord of the Rings several times, and I've read The Hobbit several times.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I read a lot of wiki articles, and I'm fairly well steeped in the mythology of
you're
Tolkien.
You're an expert. I mean, I don't know anyone who knows more about Lord of the Rings than you.
I know a few people, but okay, fair enough. No one who's here tonight.
Right. Not even Fart Breath over here.
Well, she's not here, and she doesn't know
she's
anything.
She's Skyping in.
She knows about the horses. She knows about Shadowfax.
Yeah, he's like the best one.
And the Rohirrim. That's it. She knows all that stuff, but that's it.
She knows who's what's the thing with the horse person? I want to say Felcher, but that's an Aerosmith.
Fletcher is an Aerosmith. Felcher is something completely different.
Jimmy Felcher. It's a good guy's name. She knows about who that guy is in Lord of the Rings. Forget it. Let's move ahead.
The Rohan. The Riders of Rohan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said that. The Rohirrim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already said it.
No, but, all right.
All right.
So the genesis of this was I want...
Zayn really does keep us on track,
no,
dude.
No, she's terrible.
Okay.
I wanted to know...
It was about the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah, when did the Eye of Sauron appear? Like, when did the tower appear?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because it makes no sense to me that the tower would just show up... Because in The Hobbit, in the movies... if you've never seen them, we're just going to spoil everything. Whatever, fuck you.
Dude, those books are like 60 years old. We can spoil it.
Read them. Watch the movies. Like, in the movie The Hobbit, they make Sauron come back, right? Like, it's all this big thing where he...
Oh, right, when Galadriel and Elrond and...
Yeah, they banish him out to the east. Yeah. So it was a Mordor, right? So it didn't make sense to me, like, why... Like, one day this giant eyeball shows up and nobody in Gondor is like, hey... Maybe we should go check out what that eye is and maybe do something about that.
All right, so okay, so you're speaking of the physical manifestation of the flaming eye between the two points of the Dark Tower.
Yes.
Okay.
The lighthouse.
Right. Doesn't exist in the books. It's not a thing.
You blew my mind.
So, all right. So, dimensions of the eye. So, Sauron, the other thing that happened when I first saw the Fellowship.
Yeah.
And there's that prologue.
Yes.
Where they talk about the forging of the rings and Isildur taking the hand off of Sauron. Mm-hmm. So when they talk about the forging of the rings and they show Sauron as like a physical manifestation, like with armor.
Yeah,
he's like
a dark knight, whatever.
I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because essentially, Sauron doesn't really take a shape. He's a shapeshifter.
Okay.
Like and the other thing is that Sauron is not the most evil.
He's like the servant of the most
right.
evil.
He's the servant
like the
of what's his name?
Morgoth.
Yes, thank you. That's right.
Yes, good job. Knew something.
Yes, Morgoth is like Lucifer.
Yes,
like Eru sings the universe into existence, and Morgoth doesn't like the song and is banished to the underworld.
Stupid Lucifer.
Just
enjoy the song. There'll be another one soon.
So, it'll be the Coach theme song.
It'll be, I'm going hungry! That's Morgoth's favorite song.
Temple of the Dog?
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Alright, anyway. So, Sauron doesn't have, like, a set physical form. He's a shapeshifter.
Okay.
And he's mostly active in, like, the late first and second age.
Yeah.
The thing that is most prominent about, like, all of the shapes that he shifts into are his eyes.
Okay.
Like, he has very distinctive red eyes, no matter what form he takes. Like, I like to think of it as, I was thinking about it last night and today as we were talking about it, Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
The evil guy, Aku.
Aku, yeah, okay.
Aku was a shapeshifter,
but he always
had the same eyes with, like, the flaming...
That's great, the eyebrows.
You could always tell when it was Aku.
Right.
So, same sort of idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens is, so Sauron, you know, because he's basically a god and a general, he attracts an army.
Right.
So, like, orcs, goblins...
which are technically the same thing, right?
Sort of, no.
Well, didn't Tolkien, like, write the goblins, and then later, didn't he kind of say, oh, well, there's all these, there's orcs, too.
Think of it like dogs and wolves.
Okay.
Yeah. Sort of the same thing,
so
but not the same thing.
Goblins are dogs, because they're not as scary.
Yes, exactly.
They're kind of wussy.
Yeah. I would say, actually, I mean, goblins are wolves because they're more wild. Orcs are a little more organized.
Okay, I would think of it the other way, but all right.
I think. Okay, anyway. So, what happens is, like, they take up, they're the army of Sauron.
Right.
And the seal that they, like, brand on their armor and their shields is a red-lid, unlidded eye.
Right.
So that's the Eye of Sauron. And then in The Lord of the Rings, which takes place in the Third Age, my God, I sound like such a nerd.
No, this is great!
So the spirit of Sauron, which was, in The Hobbit, was known as the Necromancer.
Right.
They didn't know it was Sauron. Like, all that shit
which is stupid.
All that shit with Gandalf and Elrond.
I'll talk about what they should have done later.
That never happens.
Right, that's nothing. Like, there's, right? That's totally made up.
They made that up to, like, have another cool fight scene.
Well, because they needed Gandalf to do something.
Right.
Like, they can't, not, like, because in The Hobbit, the book, it makes perfect sense that Gandalf goes and does wizard shit.
He goes to check out what the what's going on in the wood with the necromancer. But he doesn't discover, like, or if he does, it's not revealed.
Well, he's a wizard.
That he discovers, like, an orc secret army, like, that the necromancer is secretly controlling.
Right.
Like, he finds the necromancer, and the necromancer is banished to the east.
Hmm.
So what happens is, when Gollum loses the ring, it's because the spirit of Sauron has awakened again.
Yeah, it wants to get back to him again.
They want to pair up.
Right.
So that he can once again take his physical form.
It's very symbolic. See, when I'm doing a motion here.
Mm-hmm. Of a ring being put on a finger.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's
the symbolism of another thing.
It's like sex?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the spirit awakens in Mordor,
mm-hmm.
and so, like, the orcs and goblins and other evil characters start rebuilding the tower and the Black Gate. Like, that stuff happens.
Right.
Like, the gate is fortified so that Gondorians can't just charge in.
Show up, yeah.
But the idea that, like, the tower is, like, topped
commanding them, yeah.
With, like, an eye, it doesn't happen.
Right.
There's only two real mentions of, like, a red eye. The first one is, it kind of does happen in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the first movie, in The Fellowship of the Ring, toward the end of the film, where Frodo is running away from the orcs, from the Uruk-hai.
Yeah.
And he puts the ring on at the top of a weather top.
That, like,
and the eye, like, rushes up to him. That sort of happens in the book. So when Frodo puts the ring on and, like, is revealed to Sauron, he sees the eye.
Right.
But it's a hallucination. Right. Like, it doesn't actually happen.
Well, it's magic or whatever.
Right, exactly, yeah. Like, it's not...
It's his inner eye, his third eye is seeing it, not...
But, like, nobody else sees
it. Right, it's not... Right.
And the only other mention of it is... I wrote it down. Hold on, I can't remember now. Anyway...
Well, when they're going across the field, right?
Right, when... Right, yeah. When Sam... Thank you. When Sam and Frodo have made it through Shelob's lair and are crossing... And they're basically starving to death crossing the plains of Mordor.
Yeah.
It's like alluded to that they feel like they're under the watch of an eye, not that they've seen anything, but like they have that sense, you know, that do you ever feel like you're being watched kind of thing?
Yeah.
Because as they grow closer and the ring grows closer,
right, it knows that
there's like an intensity to it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting to me, like, because I sort of take these like roundabout ways of like watching or reading a story, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I did it with Harry Potter too. Like, I only read like some of the books. Like, if I went and go and I saw the movie and I was like, oh, I want to know what happens, I would read the next book or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I did that with Lord of the Rings also. I just, it's just a, maybe it's like the Star Wars prequel thing where like in The Hobbit, it's a mess. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, what happens is, like, you know, I'm sure we've talked about this before, that The Hobbit was only supposed to be two films.
Right, and then it was three.
And then they decided to make it into three. Like,
yeah.
So what happens is you got to find your filler.
You got to fill it up.
Like, the whole scene in the first one at Bjorn's house.
Yeah. That's...
Where they, like, run in and a giant bear chases them.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. Yeah. Like,
they show up in the book and Bjorn's like, hey, what's up?
They come in one at a time.
Yeah.
Like, because Bjorn, like, they can trick Bjorn because he's kind of simple. Because he's, you know, because he's a warg.
Yeah.
And they, like trickle in. Gandalf's like, oh, I'm here by myself. Oh, my friend's here. Oh, my friends are here. Yeah, Bjorn's like, wait, what? Okay.
Yeah.
and, like, you know, I was, when the first three, when the Lord of the Rings trilogy was happening, I was willing to give a lot of leeway to the producing team because they got so much right. Like,
I mean, most of it's like perfect. Like,
they left a lot of stuff out, like whole scenes, whole characters.
Yeah.
That they just cut out, and like it makes sense. Like when the four hobbits first leave the Shire, the first place they go is to a house. This is in the book. Tom Bombadil.
Yeah.
And his wife, whose name is something Barry.
Marion Barry.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
But, and they, like, have a whole interaction there and sing songs and, like, have a meal. And, like...
Yeah, but, like, all that stuff.
Like, Peter Jackson, when he was, talking about the making. He was like, we had to get them out of the Shire. We had to get them on the road.
They're already in the Shire for like that first movie. I think they're in the Shire for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, okay. Yeah.
And like in the book, from the time that, Frodo, from the beginning of the book till when Frodo leaves
and gets to Bree, it's like 6 months, right? Doesn't it take him like forever?
Well, there's like 10 years that pass before he leaves.
What the hell is he doing?
He's growing. I mean, like, it's, you know.
Get the ring out of the Shire, you idiot! the guys are coming! The nine are coming!
Well, they're not yet. That's like, they're, like.
Yeah, in the
like,
book, yeah.
That, all of that, like, you know, tension and drama is, like, and understandably, like I was saying.
Right.
Like, I'm giving them the leeway.
Because you need, it's a movie, you need to, it needs to flow differently than a book.
And it, you know, and it, like, he got so much right about the universe, like, just in terms of, like, they made. They used makeup instead of CG in a lot of times. Yeah. Like, they built armor, they built cities, right, they used miniatures.
Yeah.
And then, like, you go see, you know, the first time I saw The First Hobbit, we went and saw it at in 48 frames per second.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's, like, unwatchable. It looks like it looks like a soap opera. Right? Like, yeah. And, like, literally every scene looks like, and action.
Yep.
And cut.
Yep.
And, it doesn't like, there's
have
no,
that haze on it.
There's no organic feel to it. It doesn't feel like a real world. Which is what the Lord of the Rings did, and it departs so much from the text.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's crazy. Like I know in the book, like, you know, Gandalf goes off and does whatever, and, like, nobody hears about it.
Right.
But you have, like, a, you know, basically, like, the star of your movie, Sir Ian McKellen playing Gandalf, which is, like, a role that he loves and a role everybody was, like, I love Gandalf.
Yeah, nominated for an Oscar for it.
I want to see more Gandalf, yeah. Right?
And you want to see him do cool wizard
right,
shit.
Right, you want to see him do cool wizard shit. So, like, why, but they like, force this, like, Sauron crap in on you.
Yep.
What they should have done, I think, is have Gandalf go on his own quest. Like, when he goes and does something else, like, have him try to go find Thrain, the dad, Thorin's dad.
Yes, Thrain.
Because he's missing, right? Like, and he has a ring. He's got one of the rings, right?
No, Thrain was killed by Smaug.
He gets eaten by him?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Thrain was in...
In the book or in the...
In the mythology of the world.
Okay, I think... Well, in the movie, he's missing. Like, he goes... Like, they're like, we don't know where he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they mention it. They say he's got a ring. And, like, that's important because, like...
Because it's a ring of power.
We need the rings. Yeah, you yeah, know? Yeah. Like, that's what... So he should go off and do that. And he could go do wizard shit. And then you bring in the Witch King, right? You can have the Witch King escape the thing, the shaft that he's in, and have him come out. And then, like, allude, like, slowly to, like, the Sauron returning. But, like, have Gandalf not know... Like, in the movie, they're just like, oh, there he is. It's Sauron.
And like, yeah, like, and, like, he appears.
Yeah.
Like, he takes
he's physical, like, hi.
He's like, he, like, talks to Gandalf. He's like,
yeah.
I'm back now.
Yeah.
And Galadriel's like, Sauron?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, she's like, she goes, you have no name.
Yeah.
And then banishes him. And then fucking, what's his name? Christopher Lee's character,
Saruman,
is like,
I'll take care of it.
I'll look into this.
And it's so like mustache twirly.
It's the worst
twirly.
Foreshadowing oh ever. God. It's like, I wonder what he's gonna get up to.
Oh man, if I've seen, you know, yeah.
Yeah, like in that, don't get me wrong, that scene is badass. Like,
it's cool.
Like, elf kings fighting ghosts and
it's cool.
Wizards casting magic.
It's, yeah.
But, like, I'm watching it and, like, you know, Gandalf is, like, in the cage and, like, dirty and dying,
yeah.
And then, like, Hugo Weaving comes out like, hey, yeah, and I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And
he, then, like, whips his sword out, and he's like, I'm
he's, like, doing somersaults and shit, and then Christopher Lee's, like, fighting, like, Yoda
Christopher
in the
Lee
Senate
is
chamber.
Like, Christopher Lee is, like, dead.
I know,
like,
that's what I mean.
The literal guy is 2 feet in the grave at this point.
And, like, it's like, oh, and now they now we're just watching a video game cutscene.
Yeah, it's a QuickTime event.
Yeah, exactly. Press A. Press A to defeat the Witch King of Angmar.
So I don't know why they don't, like, why they didn't, and I this isn't me, like, saying, like, I'm smarter than people who make movies, but I am. So, I don't know why they don't have Gandalf then go around, like, he can go to, like, the Iron Hills and, like, talk to them and be like, yo, where's, you know, you can introduce, like, these elements that sort of just show the fuck up for no reason a little more organically in the movie.
Oh,
right?
Like when the army of The dwarves.
That's show what I mean. Up. Yeah, the Iron Herald dwarves. Dude. They're just like, oh, and it's Billy. What's his name?
Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly riding from a pig. Scotland. You know.
Oh, now they're here.
Yeah.
And then the whole battle takes place.
Oh my god!
And the other dwarves come out. They're like, we have to go up on that mountain.
Yeah.
Here's some random goats that just showed up.
Well, that's the Warcraft. It's so weird because that feels like they took that from Warcraft, which takes so much from Lord of the everything in Warcraft is Lord of the Rings.
It's like that's what we were talking about, the novelization right. of the Bible based on the Bible.
Based on the Bible. Right. It's like this weird mirror facing a mirror, and it's like, which is the real image that I'm looking at?
That, dude, when we were sitting in the theater, my wife and I, when those goats came out, we were like, oh, and now there's goats!
Yeah.
And they're running up, and there they go!
And they just look like...
They survive the battle!
They run through all the orcs, right? And then none of the orcs are like, stab.
Kill the goat!
Right. So they're just like, oh, we fell over! Because it's PG!
Yep.
We couldn't show blood!
And, like, they're in the villagers are, like, fleeing the orcs invading the desolation of Smogtown. Yeah. And, like, kids are throwing rocks at giant orcs.
Yeah.
And, like, rock hits head. Dead orc.
Yeah, they fall over, and it's like, oh, my God.
And, like, all the orcs in the Hobbit trilogy are all CG. Like, there's no makeup. And it's like, it looks really inauthentic. Like, I know what he was going for. Like, he wanted more of that, like, they needed to be scarier.
Yeah.
But, like... They end up just looking terrible.
Well, it's the same thing with Star Wars. It's what people complain about with Star Wars. And it's crazy to me to think that Peter Jackson allowed this to happen, especially with a franchise that I know, like, he, like, is crazy. Like, he loves Lord of the Rings, right? Like, he's mm-hmm. crazy about it. And, like, he's basically, like, the caretaker of this whole universe now.
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, no one else is ever going to do Lord of the Rings unless it's him. I
mean, the family won't let anyone else do it because of what he did to it.
Right. And so it's crazy to me to think that he was just like, yeah, well, we'll just make everything look like episode one or episode two and, you know, what. And people hate that.
And, like, and just bringing back so many of, like, the elements that he used in other movies, like the scene where the barrels are going down the water.
The river,
and I'm like, oh, okay, so we're doing King Kong?
Yeah.
And, like, when... Yeah. Legolas grabs onto the bat, and I'm like, oh, we're doing the exact thing from King Kong?
It's the same thing.
Did you just reuse the same animation?
He probably did. Well, that's the thing, because he had to make another movie, right? So he was probably like, we don't have time to make costumes and stuff. We gotta make them CG.
It's like, but the thing is, they did have the time, because they took so much, time in pre-production on this, that they actually lost the original director, Guillermo del Toro, who was gonna work on them.
Well, he's a little... notorious for being like, I'm doing this, now I'm not.
Yeah, but like I don't know. And I know some of that was like the studio being like, well, maybe we don't want to make a lot of money on Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, he had I think I'm right. Basically carte blanche to write his own budget, set his own production schedule, and make the movie he wanted to make.
Right.
And I think what happened is he just fell in love with the CG.
Right.
He was like,
well, it's easy.
And he also said from the outset that he needed the world needed to look and feel different than the Lord of the Rings.
That's an excuse.
Which I don't agree with.
I don't agree with that.
They're
either.
Set in the same world.
It's 60 years
ago. I was going to say
60 years ago.
It's just 60 years earlier.
Which in Lord of the Rings time is like a day.
Yeah, right,
like,
exactly.
Nothing happens with that. In like hundreds of years things happen, you know what I mean? I don't know. It was just interesting to me because, like, I picked up on this and I had never read the books. Now, I didn't know until you told me that there was no tower. Like, I didn't know that.
No, there is a tower. There is a tower.
Well, there's no eye on
the
top.
But there's no
eye
on the top. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I guess, like, for the movie, you need sort of, like, a bad guy. You need the bad guy, right?
He needs to be on screen.
Right, you need to see him.
Yeah, yeah.
What they could have done, I mean, I do like the iron or the knight armor Sauron. How he's like smacking people away. Like, it's really, that's cool. Like, what they could have did was just have like, I don't know, have that set of armor, kind of like how the elves keep the sword on the pedestal.
Right,
just have that set of armor just like sitting and like the orcs like talk to it, but it doesn't say anything to them.
Yeah.
Stuff like that would be kind
of
cool.
I think, you know, for the purposes of the movie, I think you have to have the eye.
Yeah.
Now, like, there's literally that scene. There's a scene where it's like, looking around like a flashlight.
It's like looking for the ring.
It looks like a flashlight. Yeah. It looks like somebody standing up on a tower, like holding a flashlight, like, hey, what are you kids doing in my yard?
Yeah.
Like,
where's my ring? Hey, hobbits!
Yeah. Anyway.
I just don't know how nobody in Gondor was ever like, yeah, there's Nine, let's go look at, let's go maybe knock that thing down.
Well, because one does not simply walk into Mordor. Josh? Also, let's not forget, in, even in terms of the film and the books, that Gondor didn't have a king, they had a steward, and the steward was weak.
Yeah, like, and that makes sense. Like, but that's not shown in the they could have shown that better. I don't know. I think that it works because, like, I know, like, the government's dysfunctional and
right.
He doesn't want to admit the truth. He's, what's his name from Harry Potter? When he's like, Voldemort's not back. Yeah, he's not back. He's not back. And he's back, you know? He's that guy. But, like, I don't know.
All right. So that answers your question, right?
There's my answer.
All right.
Cool. Nobody knows what they're doing ever.
Except for Tolkien. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But nobody knew what to do with it.
They just, yeah.
Well, part of, and like, you know, you had to, you know, if you were going to make the movie, you had to try to make it right. But the fact of the matter is, you never really had to make the movie.
Right, you didn't need
like, the book existed. It was great.
Right.
You didn't have to do that.
It's kind of like The Watchmen. There's some parallels to that in Watchmen. They change a lot of stuff. Like, Watchmen's pretty good.
Watchmen is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Except for the whole, like, it doesn't end that way.
Right, yeah.
Which, yeah, you know, okay.
But. I was talking to something with my wife earlier about something that's getting adapted, and it was and we were both
Ready Player One.
Yeah. Did you hear they're remaking? Now what the hell were we talking? They're remaking Ocean's 11.
Why?
With women.
Okay.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock will be the George Clooney.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Ocean's 11. Like, so this is gonna be like women jokes.
What does that even mean? I think this is the new thing. Like with Ghostbusters.
This is the remakes thing. Now?
Like we're just gonna reboot everything, but with like gender swap.
All right.
Yeah. What the hell were we talking about? I'm not going to remember. And then I'm going to come home one night and she'll be like, it was this. And I'm going to go, oh, yeah.
Well, just remember it and then you'll remember.
No, a good idea.
Stay tuned next week when we talk about Gods and Kings.
Oh, yeah. Exodus, Gods and Kings. We will never talk about that. Don't watch that movie. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to wrap things up on Cracking the Spot. Smelling podcast on the internet.
Totally. I can't.
For 1 week only.
Wait.
Breathe it in, Josh.
Get it while you can, because I think she's coming back next week.
And she's gonna fart it up.
God, sick.
And we're gonna get in trouble for all the fart jokes.
Well.
But we were gonna get in trouble anyway, let's be honest.
I mean, what was it? It could have been worse. story of my life. It could have been worse.
So I just wanted to do a quick thank you. We got a really, really good response on the Halloween special that we did. I want to thank everybody for like listening and for giving us such great feedback. We actually had somebody ask us on Twitter today, like, hey, you guys gonna do more short story shows?
That'd be
like,
awesome.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's tough to find like a short enough story.
Yeah, so if you have like good short story suggestions, send them on in. That way we'll know what we should be reading. Or if you've written a short story that you think would be good on the show,
send it in.
But bear in mind, we will probably make fun of it.
We'll steal it and publish it and make money off of
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Tales from Cracking the Spine. I got it. I already got it. We also got a really awesome email that I keep meaning to respond to, and I just haven't. It's been a crazy week. From a listener who sort of found the show recently, like within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then binge listened to like all the backlog.
Sweet.
And told us like that like the show came along at a really great time in his life.
Yeah.
And that listening to the show is like hanging out with friends and just having a cool conversation, which is what I've always
illusion like, achieved.
Which it's what I've always like wanted the show to be, and it just feels really good to get that kind of feedback.
Oh yeah, no, that's always great.
I'm really happy for our listeners, and we added a bunch of new ones recently with the Halloween show. So thank you, keep spreading the word. You know, give us those star reviews on iTunes. It does help the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the time, write a blurb. It really does help our analytics and stuff. So that's it.
Anything else, Zane?
Dude, we clocked in 40 minutes without Zane.
Well, we were talking about Lord of the Rings.
That's true.
And we were going off.
We were going off.
I think people are going to be like, this is like too much like hanging out with friends.
Good thing we didn't do Game of Thrones. All right. So from Doylestown, Pennsylvania, where the nerdy nummies invaded. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll talk more next week.
Best show ever.